Hi there, welcome back to a new season of Everyone is Extraordinary called Walking My Way. I'm Ruby, I'm 22 and I live in London. I graduated from Cambridge last year and I have been working in TV production ever since, but I'm taking time off work to go on a pilgrimage. Not just any pilgrimage, the Camino de Santiago. I will be walking 800 kilometers as a female solo traveler, completely untrained, in fact, with a bit of a hip injury. This journey has been a dream of mine since I was 15 when I read The Pilgrimage by Paulo Coelho. I wouldn't say I'm religious, but I do have some sort of relationship with spirituality, which I'm hoping to explore on this trip. I will be documenting my practical experiences, from blisters to budgets to hiking as an untrained London galley for over a month. I'm an ultralight packer, nothing gets me going more than a nifty weight solution. I cannot imagine anything more exciting than sharing my light packing solutions with you, as lame as that sounds. I will also be documenting the spiritual insights that I gain along the way, leaving no page unturned with regards to my personal life. I'm quite the oversharer after all. I will also be documenting the scenery and historical artifacts of this journey. I love religious history and I can't wait to learn loads on the trip about the millions of pilgrims that came before me. Yes, millions. And finally, I will be documenting the connections that I make along the way, interviewing as many fellow pilgrims as possible, because after all, everyone is extraordinary. This way you can hear for yourself what this epic journey is actually like these days for real people. From highs to lows, revelations to blisters, and everything in between, you will hear it all. I have no idea what it's going to be like and I'm totally unprepared, so come along with me as we discover it together in real time. I hope you enjoy. I'm so excited and a little bit nervous for this journey, and I can't wait to experience immense personal growth and to share it all with you. Buen camino! Hello, it is day 5 of walking. I'm walking to the others right now. They're in some shop. Hello, I am in the hostel now. I don't know where time went. Welcome to another episode. There was just 10 seconds before this, and yeah, I've recorded a lot of music this evening and I just wanted to give the context of it first and talk a bit about my day before I play it. Today started in Puente la Reina, a historic town, and the sunrise was so orange today. My whole face was illuminated in pink. See the Instagram pictures for reference. There was more vending machine madness. Just, I cannot believe what I have seen come out of vending machines on this trip, you know. Day one, baguette. Day two, coffees. Now it's just more and more coffees, but you can get them with sugar, with milk froth. The options are endless. Why does the UK not have coffee vending machines? Like hot coffees in cups as well. On the walk, I was having so many cute stop-offs at beautiful little villages in the hills and cafes, and I had a Basque cheesecake and it was absolutely delicious. Although I don't think that I'm in the Basque country anymore. I think I'm in Navarra, so maybe it was a Navarran cheesecake, but we were told that Basque cheesecake is a proper specialty, and oh, it was just so good. It doesn't have any crackery base, it's just the cheese. Anyway, it was so cute walking with everyone, and I just feel like the quality of conversation here is insane. We're just talking so deeply about our lives and we know so much about each other, and we've not known each other for very long at all. But so we got into Estella, and this is also a historic town on the pilgrimage, and it's a town that there's a river going through, and it's quite a small town because it's kind of on a hill. It's just really picturesque. And we got into the municipal alberg and it was just stunning. We had a little pod section to ourselves in a big room of beds, bunk beds. I got top bunk, Ida got bottom bunk. I think I prefer top bunk, guys. Like, oh my goodness, to not feel that someone is going to fall on my head in the middle of my sleep is fantastic. And I think it actually shakes less when you're on the top. Anyway, we had these beautiful double doors right opposite our bed that you could open out into a balcony with the sun coming in. We could see a monastery up in the hills and then just everyone's back gardens going left and right to us, and sort of lots of old ladies washing lines vibes, really good vibes. And below us, the beautiful terrace. I did not realize how exhausted I was because I just went on my merry way on my wands to find some food in the town, which was beautiful. Stopped at this lovely place which had a back terrace that went out onto the river. I couldn't believe it. I had some tortilla, which is like the Spanish omelette with eggs and a piece of bread, and it was $2.50 or something like that. It was so filling, but I was so hungry, so I had yet another meal. I had a big sandwich with like egg in it, and afterwards I just moved inside. I sat down on the booth, and suddenly I woke up, and it was like 40 minutes later. I have no idea what happened. I think I just leaned my head back and I was like, I'll just close my eyes for a second. This never happens. I don't usually fall asleep easily, but I just fell asleep, and they had closed up the entire cafe for siesta. Instead of kicking me out and making me leave, they had just carried on with their business, let me sleep while they closed up their shop and were like counting the money they had made or whatever. And I wake up and they're like, you stay, like peregrina the that's a word for pilgrim. And they were so cute. They were like, come, like, go to this other room. You can sleep on the booth here. Keep sleeping. I was like, what the hell, this kindness. I can't believe it. So embarrassing of me. They must have felt bad for me. But it was honestly such a fantastic sleep. I just felt great and amazing. And when I finally left, it was still siesta in the town and there was nothing open. It felt like a ghost town. I went into the big church in the middle and it was very pretty. And there was a nice card explaining all of the historical monuments in the church and the relics. That was great. And it was in English and Spanish and a bunch of other languages. And I really appreciated the historical card to give me some backstory. I was listening to some Emma Chamberlain podcasts as well about her falling in love with LA again. Great. I literally dream to go to LA for a bit. Anyways, then I met up with James and Anna, this lovely 19-year-old Norwegian girl who was in the army and literally was guarding the Norwegian-Russian border in the Arctic Circle for 6 months or something. Crazy. We bought all the ingredients for a lovely salad together, and we made big salad for everyone that we had made friends with in the hostel, and we brought it outside, and it was a ginormous portion size, and somehow we all just ate it all up. So that was great, and it just felt like such a blessing to our stomachs to eat just such nice food. And like, James had insisted on buying this quinoa, and he heated it up, and it was bloody delicious in our salad. So I'm very glad that he did. And we had chickpeas on there, we had carrots, oh, just so much good nutritional food. Big fan. After that, just more people started filing into the lovely terrace outside at the bottom, and this man called Stefan, who I had heard of for many days now, this aloof, mysterious German man who was bringing a guitar with him along the Camino, he shows up, and I knew it was him because he had his guitar with him. And I was like, oh my goodness, Stefan, hey, I've heard loads of things about you. And turns out he's the coolest person ever. And yeah, I had brought his guitar just to like, he just loves music, he's a musician. And every part of the Camino, he'd like stop in a different place and feel how the sounds feel. And yeah, it's just so cool. He was saying how he learnt guitar without any classical teaching, and he can't sight read and anything, and he just learns it all by ear. And actually, I was talking to Ida about this, the Danish girl, and her sister does violin that way, and it's a method, there's a name for it, the particular method, I can't actually remember the name now, but where, you know, from a young age you're taught violin pieces so that you can play in concerts with super advanced adult players, and you're just taught them by ear, very simple parts at first, and they get slightly more complicated as the years go on, and it's like these whole orchestras of people, all ages, all abilities, and it sounds beautiful. It's just so inspiring to me. But yeah, Stefan, it's just so cool that he can just hear things and then he just improvises off of it or figures it out. This guitar is tiny, it's like nearly ukulele size, and it's got 6 strings. And tonight I learned that guitar brings people together. He started just jamming a little bit to himself, firstly so peaceful as the sky's getting a bit darker, you can hear the birds singing outside and it's warm. It's just good energy to have a bit of guitar there, and not from a speaker but live guitar. And then, you know, he's so generous, he's passing it around, he's letting people have a go. And then this older Spanish man comes and accosts us and is basically signaling to us that he's ready to just give us a little song, something he knows. And he launches into this gorgeous, gorgeous rendition of various songs. I think some were Mexican, some were Spanish. There was a bit of a language barrier between me and him. I hope that my Spanish will improve as the trip goes on. So I hope that this will be happening less and less. But I was so impressed. I recorded some of this with his permission, despite the language barrier. And I will be showing you some of that in a second. And Stefan also played some of his gorgeous music, and I will play some of that as well. And the lyrics of this one particular song, which you will hear, is all about, well, I'm sure my interpretation is very different to how he wrote it. And in fact, we have spoken about this since, but one of the lyrics is just like, take off your clothes and swim. And it's just like, just fucking chill out and just live your life and take off your clothes and swim. And that lyric, I was just like, whoa, I love that. And then he explained to me that he was having a crazy all-nighter in Bali or something, I don't know. It had a very different meaning to do with skinny dipping alone in the sunrise. Like, so it was a very literal meaning for him, whereas for me it was like, just take off your clothes and fucking swim. Even if you're just commuting to work right now, what's the equivalent of like taking off your clothes and swimming? Just do that, like, stop stressing, you know. You'll hear Stefan's music now, and then all I could contribute to the crowd obviously was a bit of good old Wonderwall and getting everyone else to sing it, because I'm still very shy to sing in front of other people and show any resemblance of guitar skills. So yeah, that's what I had to offer. You'll hear the music in a minute, but just to finish off, after that we went to the bar opposite our alberg and had a glass of wine on a terrace that overlooked the river, and it was all pitch black by this point and glittery, and I felt like I was in a Bond movie, and I just thought, this is the life. And I got speaking to this lovely German psychotherapist who dealt with like childhood traumas and stuff. So cool. So without further ado, I'm gonna play you guys a montage of some of the beautiful music which I got to experience live tonight. And along with this montage, I want you guys to reflect on how live music can bring people closer together in situations. Think about what live music you can bring to the table, even if you're not at all a musician. Can you clap? Can you sing along to a silly song? Yeah, what does music mean to you? Enjoy. See you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Che bella cosa la giornata e sole, l'aria serena dopo una tempesta, per l'aria fresca pareggia una festa. Che bella cosa la giornata e sole, ma da tu sole che io bello in me, o sole mio e sta in fronte a te, o sole mio sta in fronte a te, sta in fronte a te. Quando fa notte o sole se ne ma viene quasi una malinconia, sotto la finestra toglieresta ria, Quando fa notte o sole sene sene. Ma da tu sole che io vello in me. O sole mio e sta in fronte a te. O sole mio sta in fronte a te. Stan fronte a te.
Okay, James, you sing me.
Amazing.
You must be an opera singer or something.
Yes.
Però opera no, opera no, canto di coro, canto di come tenor. Oh, che bonito, wow.
Tienes skill, skillos.
Sí, is that what skill is?
Skillos. I wish I could speak better Spanish.
Aquí en España se cantan canciones muy bonitas.
Sí.
Las canciones de España hay preciosas.
Sí. Sí. Canción. Brits making a fool of ourselves.
Cantar is song. Canción is sit. I see.
Canto. Cantas.
Muy bonito.
Bueno.
Gracias.
Gracias por canción. No, not por. Because Danish. Gracias para canción.
Are you Danish?
Half Danish. I can't. I try and say the Spanish, the Danish comes out. And I try and say the Danish, and the Spanish comes out.
Yeah, una canción de Jennifer Ras. Pregúntale a la noche si ha visto alguna vez. Dos cuerpos abrazándose en una misma piel. Mi cuerpo es casi tuyo, tu cuerpo es casi yo. Dos sombras que se cruzan entre la niebla de las dos. Si tú eres mi hombre y yo tu mujer, en donde quiera que estés, amor, contigo estaré. Una historia de amor, tú lo quieras o no. Nada en el mundo que consiga matar esta historia de amor.
Nice, man.
Esa es de Jennifer Rush.
Ah. All right, let's hear yours.
Yeah. Thank you.
pick.
You got this.
Like a peanut. No.
Yes.
It's super high.
You could do
like
it.
Like a peanut beehive.
Yes,
I
yes.
Do it like one octave lower.
Yeah.
Like a bee in a bee now, working all the time, searching for an answer, neither nor a sign, but somewhere I wait and hope and need to pray, and I didn't have a clue in the end of the food. It's a big, big city, and their hearts are empty, no one's looking after you, you're pretending to keep cool, but that's a way of flair, and a way of compensation, a way of comprehend, and a way of being rude.
Andy McKee in there.
Yeah,
it's so good.
Artista, eh?
Dad Gods.
Take off your clothes and swim.
to take off your clothes and swim into the ocean. Into the ocean. Into the ocean.
Keep going.
James Wonderwall.
Yes! Come on, surely. A bit of Wonderwall. It's a brilliant way to end the night.
No.
We can't have a night without some Wonderwall at the end.
I can't play it. Can you play it?
I can play it.
Okay, so we all sing.
Do we
Wonderwall.
Actually do we know Wonderwall? I feel like only the Brits among us. Oh gosh. Is this a very British thing? Do you know Wonderwall?
Yes.
Okay.